A growing number of schools around Oklahoma are starting to mandate masks in their hallways with opt-out provisions. State Impact's Robbie Korth takes us inside the first public school in Oklahoma to require masks this semester.
It's passing period at Santa Fe South High School in Oklahoma City. It might sound like any old school day, but it certainly looks different. Every student's face is covered with a mask.
It's really not a problem for most people. I mean, there's always going to be people who are like, I hate this, like, why do we have to do this? But for the most part, people are following the guidelines, wearing their masks, so it's really not a problem, honestly.
That's Santa Fe South senior Alan Garcia. He says before there was a mandate in place, like the vast majority of his classmates, he wasn't wearing a mask.
Like, I would only wear it when I would have to, but other than that, I didn't. But I feel better wearing it now, honestly.
Chris Brewster, superintendent of Santa Fe South Charter Schools, says that's the problem with policies forced on Oklahoma schools by Senate Bill 658. I asked him how many kids were wearing masks before the requirement went into effect.
Very few. I was having difficulty with my own children at home who go to school here. Dad, nobody else does. I said, I know, I get it. You're wearing a mask.
But Brewster wanted to make the decision for more than just his own children. So, despite a state law banning face covering requirements, he put a mask mandate into effect.
The very first day back, where we had made the choice, 100% of our kids walked in the door with a mask on or were willing to put one on with no argument. So, we didn't have any issues with that.
Santa Fe South has an opt-out provision for students who don't want a mask. But was Brewster breaking state law? Senate Bill 658 says schools can implement a mask mandate unless there's a state of emergency. There isn't one in Oklahoma at the moment. But Brewster has since been vindicated by Governor Kevin Stitt and later by an injunction of Senate Bill 658, which ruled the new law was unconstitutional in part because it treated public and private schools differently.
I don't believe that in my heart of hearts this law was ill-intended, but I do think it was ill-conceived. And now that there's been some time to be thoughtful in its implementation, to really allow local control, to exercise local control, I think it's finding its way to where it needs to be in our state.
Other school districts have since done the same thing as Santa Fe South, a predominantly Hispanic charter district on OKC's south side. In Oklahoma City, traditional public and charter districts instituted similar mask mandates that allowed students to opt out. Diverse urban districts have had very few opt-outs. Wealthier, whiter suburban districts are seeing more of their students choose not to mask. But regardless, as masking goes up, quarantines go down. Back at Santa Fe South High School, it's still passing period. Dean of Students Jace Kirk is in the hallway. He regularly sees students with their masks below their nose or even on their chin.
And all it takes is me just pointing to my mask, and they just pull it right up without no complaints. Just need a reminder sometimes.
In fact, most of the complaining he's gotten about masking has come from keyboard commenters outside the high school.
I haven't heard from a single parent that said, I don't want my kids, this is dumb, I don't want my kids, not one. I mean, quite the opposite. Thank you so much for doing what you can do to keep our kids in school.
Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor is actively trying to end the injunction many schools are using to implement mask mandates. At the same time, the Biden administration is investigating Oklahoma's law banning mask mandates as a potential civil rights violation. But in actual classrooms, all that outside noise doesn't really matter.
We don't want a repeat of sending everyone home and trying to do school virtually. You know, our kids do better when they're here, and we are able to take better care of them when we're here in person.
Santa Fe South students are staying in school. Quarantines are falling. And school leaders say masks are a big reason why. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.